With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. A Western Illinois produce farm is kind of a second career for the Matthew family, says Mark Matthew, owner of M&M&M Farms.
We're both kind of retired from what we were doing, and we've been raising produce for the last 14 years. We started out raising just sweet corn and pumpkins, and going to farmers markets, and we noticed that the more items you have on your table, the more people you attract, and it just kind of took off from there. To me, it's just, I'm my own boss, by golly, and I guess the sun is my alarm clock. We get going early, and we work till it's dark, and it's just a satisfying life for us there, and it's nice to raise a healthy product, you know, and hear people say, oh, what wonderful tomatoes you have, and boy, your sweet corn tastes good. That keeps us going there, too. Plus, we eat it ourselves, and we enjoy what we raise.
Matthew says it's not a year-round operation, but they stay busy most of the time.
Usually towards the end of February, we have a smaller greenhouse that we heat, that we start our tomato plants from seed and pepper plants, and we do raise a few flowers also. Then we have a couple high tunnels that we'll start tomatoes in early and try and get a head start. Anywhere from March, April is our planting of onions that you can get in early, and cabbages, broccoli, radishes, and lettuce, you know, you can get going kind of early then. May, we're really hopping because we're planting corn and weeds are starting to come up. Then we're just busy until frost.
You'll most likely find the Matthew family supporting four different farmers markets on five different days of the week, but Mark says they still welcome visitors to the home place.
We're not a conventional corn and soybean farm, so you will see some weeds out there, by golly, but we raise a lot of cut flowers, so there's usually some pretty flowers to look at. Nice pumpkin patch are growing there, and I kind of enjoy showing off what we do. We don't have normal hours as far as business, but usually somebody's out there all the time.
Matthew says they do accept orders by phone, and eventually hope to have a retail store on the farm. They also offer Christmas trees in the winter, but he says they are probably best known for the sweet corn in the summer.
Me raise sweet corn. We started raising that probably 5 years ago. And it's a super sweet corn. It was developed, I believe, here in Illinois, and people do know it and ask for it by name. We do raise many different varieties of tomatoes, and I think everybody enjoys a good fresh tomato. Probably our best tasting tomato would be an heirloom called Brandywine, which a lot of people know.
If you'd like more information about M&M&M Farms,
Mark, Mary Lou, and Mitchell, Matthew, M&M Farms 3 at laharp.us.
For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.